Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing three ways to make your ex miss you. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing three ways to make your ex miss you. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you need to raise the attraction that they feel for you. They've dumped you because their romantic attraction towards you is very, very low, and in some instances it is completely gone. Unfortunately, if that's the case, you will struggle to ever get your ex back. That is the reality. But the good news is that the vast majority of people will still feel something for their ex even when they've dumped them. And this is where you need to raise their interest, raise their attraction, and at that stage they will begin to miss you. If you can achieve this, then you stand an excellent chance of getting your ex back. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be telling you three ways to make your ex miss you. Number one, implement my version of the no contact rule. So the no contact rule is something that I suggest you implement if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back. There are many versions of the no contact rule that you can find online, but I believe that my version of a no contact rule will give you the best possible chance of getting your ex back. It does differ to a lot of what you can find online, so please make sure you subscribe to my podcasts so you can familiarize yourself with my version of the no contact rule. So now let's move into number two. And number two is to become a version 2.0 of yourself. So that means you will actually become an enhanced version of who you are now. This could be through many different ways. It could be health and fitness. It could be learning a new skill. It could be improving your education. It could be becoming more stable-minded. It could be in an emotional sense that you are improving. It doesn't matter whether you learn a new language or whether you learn how to cook. It doesn't matter if you want to lose weight or if you want to get a better style for yourself when you're going out with your clothes and how you look and just your general persona. All we're trying to say is that you need to enhance yourself. You need to become a version 2.0 of yourself. And if you do this, then your ex will begin to miss you as soon as they get back in contact. So if you have implemented my version of the no contact rule, you stand an excellent chance of your ex reaching out to you and getting back in touch. If they do this, then at this stage, they are missing the version of you that they dumped. They are missing the version 1.0 of yourself. If they then start to realize that you are an enhanced version of yourself, if they start to realize that you are now a version 2.0 of yourself, you are someone who is healthier, who is fitter, who has more skills, who is more creative, who is looking for a better job, who is wanting to start their own business, who is, you know, it doesn't matter what way. It could be that you've learned how to change a car tire, you know. As long as you have more skills, as long as they can see that you are someone who is really pushing forward with their life, then they are going to miss you even more if they don't maintain the contact. So, as I've said, point one, is implement my version of a no contact rule. This will increase the likelihood of them missing you. If they do to a certain degree, they will reach out. If at this point, they then realize you are a version 2.0 of yourself, they then realize that you are a better person in some aspect than they remembered, then if they decide to not carry on this new form of contact, they will miss you even more because they're already missing you. That's why they've reached out. But if they now know you're a better version than they even remembered, then they're going to miss you even more if they don't maintain the contact. And that is why it is very likely that they won't step back. So if you implement the no contact rule correctly, they will reach out. If you become a version 2.0 of yourself, they are very likely to want to stick around to really start to rebuild your connection because they're already missing the version 1.0 of you, and now they see you're a version 2.0. Your attraction in their mind is going to have raised significantly. So now let's look at point number three and the final way I'm going to tell you in today's podcast of how you can make your ex miss you. And this is to be liked by other people. This is social proofing, and it fits into basic human psychology. If you are somebody who is liked by other people, in particular of the same sex as your ex, then it is going to pull on their natural curiosity. It is going to pull on their feelings that make them start to feel slightly jealous, even though they've dumped you. If they see people of the same sex as themselves spending time with you, then they're going to start to question themselves. They're going to start to think, well, if my ex is good enough for them, you know, if they've got interest from them, then maybe they're better than what I remembered. Maybe they're better than what I thought. Maybe I've made a big error here. If this person likes them and if that person likes them, then my ex must be good. They must be a better version than what I remember. They must be someone who is worth spending time with. And this type of psychology can be seen when you see a busy shop and more people go into it. A busy shop is deemed appealing because it is busy. Because if it's busy, then psychology suggests that there must be something good inside. There must be something to see. And it works the same with people. If you are someone who is spending time with other people, in particular of the same sex as your ex, then that is going to pull on their subconscious, their emotions, their jealousy strings. So you might be thinking, well, how can I do that? How can I spend time with new people? Well, the best way to do that is to connect it to point two. If you become a version 2.0 of yourself, you might start to join new clubs, new groups, new activities. In particular, fitness groups are excellent for this. If you join a fitness group, then at some stage you are likely to go out socially together. You might be having social get-togethers. And when social get-togethers happen, things get spread around social media, friends know about this, family members know about this, and before you know it, even though you're not talking to your ex, this type of stuff can filter back to them and really link into point number one. So we've kind of gone in full circle here, because if you're implementing my version of a no contact rule and then you're mixing with new people, then that is going to kind of pull on their strings more to make them want to reach out to you. So it's a circle. If you implement my version of the no contact rule, then you are no longer in contact with them, along with the other extra bits that I describe in my other podcasts. So as I said, make sure you subscribe to my podcast so you can familiarize yourself with my version of the no contact rule. When you're doing all of that, you are going through points two and three at the same time. You're going through point three by mixing with new people and improving yourself, going into point two by doing things such as fitness, or maybe it's a class that you've joined to learn a new skill. So all of this fits together. And then if all of this starts to get back to your ex and you don't want to make it obvious, you know, just let things naturally get back to them, friends of friends might mention it, social media might get the message across through pictures and stuff. Well, eventually they'll start to find out that you're improving, you're mixing with new people. And it's more likely that after you've implemented my version of the no contact rule, that they will then reach out. They will then reach out because you're implementing point three and being liked by other people. And then once they get back in touch with you, they will see point two, which is you've become a version 2.0 of yourself. All of these three factors mix into play. They fit together to make your ex miss you.